Are you in the mood for a road trip? A work in process, an exhibit celebrating New Orleans painter Gustave Bloch III, opens this weekend at the Louisiana Art and Science Museum in Baton Rouge. The acclaimed artist, who currently resides in New York, looks back on his 20-year career and includes a new series of works focusing on art conservation. You may remember Bloch's notable solo exhibit, Leah Chase, which premiered at NOMA in 2012 and garnered attention from the Smithsonian Institution. Gustave Bloch is here. Welcome to Inside the Arts.
Hi, Diane. Good to be here.
What are your thoughts as you look back on 20 years in art?
You know, it's strange. I think in putting this show together with the curator, Elizabeth Weinstein from the Louisiana Art and Science Museum, I'm now the subject of this as opposed to having someone else. It's been definitely an interesting process for me to witness my own process over the last 20 years, watching that transition from 19-year-old student to, professional artist.
And in that 20-year period, you've been known for focusing on the labors of everyday people.
Yeah.
Was that your focus throughout?
I was a person who always admired the figure and thought I would be more of a portrait painter and to some degree. Not a society painter, but I just thought I would just paint figures and have people pose for me and all of this sort of stuff, you know, more random. But through that process of preparing for one of my first shows in New York, I started this series called The Curtain Cleaners. And I followed some friends of mine through the process of cleaning curtains for a loft that I lived in Brooklyn. And I think it started there. And through that process, I thought, you know what? Instead of having a controlled environment, I need to go into environments that aren't controlled and learn and study the processes of others and maybe put that on display for the public to see. I started to recognize that there are so many practices that we are doing and how everyday Americans are contributing to society in some unique way. Now, typically I would find some sort of antiquated process to follow because I think you need something that's usually done by hand primarily to last maybe the set of a series.
Now, how did you come to set your sights on art conservationist in your latest series of paintings?
Interestingly enough, the title of this series is called SPAC, which is highlighting Simon Park's Art Conservation Studio. Now, many may not know that when I first left graduate school, I worked at a 19th century American art gallery for a time doing registrar type work. And I would bring a lot of the works to him to be restored. So we would buy works out of auction or from other clients, and the work may be damaged, old, you know, have a lot of surface dirt in. Simon was the one who would then take care of all of the issues that may be associated with paintings that were centuries old. In the process of working there as a registrar, watching the inner workings of what was happening, I thought this would be a perfect subject. So I just found that art restoration was sort of this hidden, never talked about gem that within the art world everyone uses. Whether you're a collector, whether you're a dealer, whether you're a museum, you acquire or have works that are century years old that need restoration, that need maintenance. They're kind of the mechanic of the art world, high-end mechanics.
So take us through this latest series. What will we see?
Simon Parks himself, you'll see a lot of him in the series consulting, talking about what his advice would be in terms of restoring works. And then he has staff that's there that works directly on the paintings. You'll see someone who's taking a scalpel very lightly and scraping dirt that's gummed onto a painting. You'll also see some of the restorers cleaning some of the paintings that have surface dirt that's built up from someone who's been smoking a cigar for 50 years. Also, you'll see the acrobatics of some of the restorers where they're standing on tables or standing on stools for larger paintings to restore. You get a full range of what the day-to-day rigors are of a conservation studio that really becomes the lifeline and lifeblood of this industry. Because without it, it wouldn't survive.
What other series are represented?
There are some works from my time in college. So you're going to get the Curtain Cleaner series that I mentioned before. We'll also have the Mop Maker series that actually did exhibit in New Orleans in 2006 or 2007, I can't remember. But that was the Lighthouse for the Blind facility uptown that I chronicled over a year, where I documented the seeing and hearing impaired making mops and brooms from scratch by hand. And then you go into the Leah Chase Show. The Louisiana Art and Science Museum has gotten a lot of the work back from lenders to the exhibition who have collected the work over the last 20 years. I think we may have like 15 of those works out of the set of 20. That will be on display along with the latest series on SPAC. Over 60 works are being returned to the museum for the public to see that may not have seen them over the last 20 years.
Now, some of those works, particularly from the Leah Chase series, were acquired by the Smithsonian Institution.
Yeah.
What was it like for you when the Smithsonian came a-calling?
Well, you know, it's kind of an out-of-body experience. I almost leapt out of my second-floor apartment when I got the call. Strangely enough. But that this is important enough to have in our American archive was truly an honor. And I thought most fitting for Ms. Chase and what she represented through civil rights to the New Orleans community and to our nation.
Are all the works oil on wood?
Yes. Yes. And I love the surface, a surface I've worked on since graduate school. That started as a result of a cost-saving measure.
So you're celebrating 20 years in art. What does the second half, the next 20 years, look like for you?
Wow. The first 20 years has been an amazing ride, a lot of learning and growth in more ways than I could ever imagine as an artist and as a person, and the challenges that the art world bring to you that I think still manifest themselves in life. I just hope that the next 20 years is as fruitful as this has been.
Painter Gustav Bosch III, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
A Work in Process by Gustav Bloch III opens Saturday at the Louisiana Art and Science Museum, 100 River Road South in downtown Baton Rouge, with an artist reception from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The exhibit will be on view through June 4th.